wrestle to understand truth. There's a big world out there, and everyone's on their own personal journey, seeking their own truth. Sometimes we take things too personal. Journalists should strive to be accurate and fair, honest and courageous, gathering information for everyone to make good decisions for themselves, friends, and family. Most people are of the opinion that we have been lied to for much too long, and that the sources we've listened to for so many years have been manipulated. Simply put, we are living in a Truman Show. Our mission is to look for truth and expose the lies. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Christopher Key Show.
Of the Christopher Key Show in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. They're taking the children. They're taking grandma. They're taking grandpa. They're killing the veterans. They're poisoning all of us in the water, the food, the supplements, the air. They're poisoning everything. Twice on Sunday, which should be Saturday because Saturday's real Sabbath, but we won't go into that today. But anyway, at KNN.world, we want to provide, again, both sides to every story. Both sides to every story, and then let you decide the truth. We're not the talking parrots from CNN or NBC or ABC or Fox. We're not the prostitutes from the television. We're KNN.world, Key News Network. And again, we want all the stories. My direct cell number is 561-329-8434. If somebody's done an injustice to you, we want you to reach out to me and my team. And if your story validates itself, we would love to put you on air. And anybody that can call you out, they're welcome to come on and challenge that, okay? This is the real news, okay, that is fair and balanced, okay? The fourth branch of the government is supposed to be the news, but the news has been bought out by big pharma, big ag, big government. They're tyrannical, they're satanic, they're Luciferian. They have an agenda, and their agenda is to terminate you. And you don't want to believe that because, again, you've been brainwashed since the day you were born. When you became a ward of state, when you took on your birth certificate, when you came down the canal that was your mother's vagina. This is so evil. And it's time you people wake up. And that's what we're going to do here at KNN.world. We're going to give you the truth. Because the truth, I believe, shall make you free. And again, do not believe anything I tell you today. Zero knowledge, zilch. You do what the Lord commands you to do, and that is test and prove all things. Not some things, but all things. And I promise you, if you do that, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will show you the truth. The truth shall make you free. My whole thing with this show is you can't go preach God's word if you don't take care of your temple. And they're poisoning your temple. They're poisoning your mind. They're poisoning you with the water, the food, the supplements, the herbs, the frequencies. The frequencies all around you right now, you can't see them, but they are programming your mind. And we had the man on that went through the whole thing about implants. Okay, they don't have to cut you open and put an implant like they were doing in the prisons, like they were doing at the old folks' home. They can now, with a little needle, the pin of a needle, they can inject millions upon millions of nanobots into your temple to then take over the temple, to make you hear voices, to control your anatomy. This is not a conspiracy. This is factual. Go back and watch the episode we did about the nanobots. Okay? You can go to our Rumble channel. You can go to our X channel. You can go to our Facebook channel. The best thing to do is go to KNN.world. KNN.world. KeyNewsNetwork.world. That's where you'll find everything that we put out there. We've been taking off all platforms, backwards, forwards, and sideways. We continue to get throttled down, and that's why I need your help. I need your help today to take the information you've learned and you share it with one person. One will turn to two. Two will turn to four. Before you know it, 6.5 billion people around the world, because there's not 8 billion around the world anymore. They've already killed off over a billion, and it's time you guys wake up or wake up. Waco, Texas, April 19th, the United States government massacred 86 men, women, and 28 children they burnt to death. And for some reason, you think they love you. You think they want to keep you safe. You think they're giving you a free vaccine because they love you. They so love you. They want to take care of you. They got all these alphabet soup organizations like the CIA, the FDA, the FBI, DHS, CPS. They want to protect your children. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. No, they don't. You'll hear the rest of the story when we come back after these commercial breaks.
Christopher Key here with the Christopher Key Show. This product right here called Masterpiece, I believe it's a miracle. This product right here is why I believe Dr. Robert Young is in prison right now. This product right here is like nothing I've ever seen. I've looked over the randomized double-blind placebo studies. I've looked over study after study after study. And if you have myocarditis, if you've had a stroke, a heart attack, if you've got taken the vaccine, if you've got the bioweapon inside your temple, if you have the nanobots, the nanoparticles, if you have the mercury, the aluminum, I believe, and it's my personal opinion, that this product right here, Masterpiece, is a miracle. This product is like nothing I've ever seen. If you go to my website, crisiskey.life, crisiskey.life, if you hit shop, you go down there and you find the Masterpiece, and you want this product to detoxify your temple. You can't go preach God's word if you don't take care of your temple. Masterpiece is a miracle. Love you. God bless.
Support the show by shopping the products on our website at christiskey.life. B3 Sciences, the best BFR bands. Optimize your health, wellness, and fitness in just 10 minutes a day. B3 bands are a new technology in exercise that allows everyone to exercise in one half the time. This includes home and gym exercise, rehab, strength training, and performance training. B3 bands are the product of 40 plus years of research, ingenuity, experience, and over 1 million real-life exercise sessions. Based on a scientific discovery in exercise, BFFR, blood flow resistance, uses the body's natural systems in combination with light exercise to produce results that will change the way you exercise forever. Richardson Nutritional Center. Find natural health supplements to improve your wellness. Richardson Nutritional Center is the dedicated provider of high-quality natural health supplements and products. Our mission is to promote wellness and healthy living through the use of safe and effective dietary supplements that support the body's natural healing processes. We take great pride in sourcing only the most trusted and reputable manufacturers in the industry, ensuring that our customers receive the best quality products available. With a wide selection of supplements formulated to meet specific health needs, we are committed to providing our customers with the highest quality products. Whether you are searching for vitamin supplements or therapeutic seeds, you can rely on Richardson Nutritional Center to deliver safe and effective solutions for optimal health and wellness. Cardio Miracle, the finest heart and health supplement in the world, 60-day risk-free. Try Cardio Miracle for 60 days, and if you don't feel better or see a difference, we will give you your money back. It's a happiness guarantee that is unconditional. If you take Cardio Miracle faithfully, 2 servings, 4 scoops a day, and you don't like the results, we will refund your purchase. Shipping excluded. As the founder and the manufacturer and distributor of Cardio Miracle, John Hewlett has dedicated his life to sharing the nitric oxide discovery and the Cardio Miracle formulation with those who are serious about health. He enthusiastically shares the news about the ability of nitric oxide in the arteries, veins, and capillaries to support better cardiovascular and overall health. His Cardio Miracle formulation produces more nitric oxide in the body, produces it faster, and sustains it longer. John considers this his life's calling and mission, to help people take charge of their health and enjoy life to the fullest.
Did you know that the older we get, the less IGF is produced by our bodies naturally? It's true. When you're born, you've got tons of it. And that's why you feel great in your 20s. The great news is you can replenish it. Just like multivitamins that you take every day, you can supplement the natural IGF levels in your body. You can do that with clinically proven IGF-1 Plus from Neutronics Labs. This is the stuff that helps you regain IGF-1 and feel great. You spray it in your mouth a couple of times a day and boom. Lean muscle gain, healthy weight loss, more restful sleep, positive energy gain, crystal clear thinking, all of these things. There's a reason why athletes and celebrities like Mario Lopez and Frank Stallone are big fans of this product. These are benefits from the proper levels of IGF in your system. Go do the research on your own. And by the way, when you put the product on auto ship, and you should, it's not a lifetime contract. You can cancel any time, but you should try this stuff for about 3 months to really see the positive gains.
Find these and much, much more and support this show. Go to christiskey.life now, and thank you in advance.
At the end of our previous part, we promised to reveal to you the ultimate cabal weapon, rolled out already and waiting for the start signal to kill millions of people in one go. You know by now that 5G is involved, right? The 60 gigahertz they have in store for us should do it. It should be sufficient in and of itself. But just to make sure our bodies will react to that frequency in the best possible way, the cabal added a few more ingredients. This, my friends, is where COVID-19 comes in. The main COVID soup ingredients? Social distancing, face masks, nose swabs, PCR tests, quarantines, lockdowns, vaccinations, and fear. Now remember what we concluded at the end of our previous episode. All of this was done on purpose. Everything. Including, of course, the COVID pandemic. It was planned years ago as the depopulation agenda's crowning glory. Nobody knew what was about to unfold, except the cabal. Their plan would turn out to be absolutely brilliant. Their strategy? Offering a solution to an all-encompassing problem. A problem so threatening, so frightening, that even the toughest among the useless eaters would beg for a solution. In the years and months leading up to the rollout of the cabal's master plan, the necessary problem was fabricated in a way nobody had suspected. You see, it wasn't a killer virus made in China. We were all made to believe that narrative, but let's face it, the SARS-CoV-2 virus, as it's officially called, has never been isolated, purified, sequenced, characterized, and proven to exist. Not by anyone, anywhere in the world. No scientist, no virologist, no Nobel Prize winner succeeded in doing so. Not one study fulfilled the gold standard of Koch's postulates. They all failed. Concerned researchers and scientists asked over 90 institutions worldwide if they could provide any records describing the isolation of a SARS-CoV-2 virus taken from a deceased human. Not one could do so. Not one. Was this ever proven in court? Yes, it was. In Canada, Patrick King had the nerve to be in a group with more than 10 people. He was fined $1,200 Canadian for violating the Alberta Public Health Act. King took it to court where he represented himself. He subpoenaed Dina Hinshaw, Chief Medical Officer of Health for Alberta, and asked her for proof of the SARS-CoV-2 virus being properly isolated. After all, only this would scientifically back the Alberta Public Health Act. Hinshaw was unable to deliver such proof. Scientifically speaking, there is no virus other than a digital theoretical abstraction made on a computer from a genomic database. Even the American CDC admitted they made a digital virus of 30,000 base pairs using 37 base pairs from unpurified samples. That's right, they used computer generation for the missing 29,963 base pairs. That, my dearest viewer, is called scientific fraud. But you weren't told this by Fauci, Gates, or any other mainstream media hotshot, right? To me, this computer generation step constitutes scientific fraud. Here is an equivalency. A group of researchers claim to have found a unicorn because they found a piece of a hoof, a hair from a tail, and a snippet of a horn. They then add that information into a computer and program it to recreate the unicorn. And they then claim this computer recreation is the real unicorn. Of course, they had never actually seen a unicorn, so could not possibly have examined its genetic makeup to compare their samples with the actual unicorn's hair, hooves, and horn. True science has no room for politics, majority rules, or consensus. Yet, according to Dr. Cohen, consensus was used to determine which digital SARS-CoV-2 model was the most real fake model. It went something like this. Researchers claim they decided which is the real genome of SARS-CoV-2 by consensus, sort of like a vote. Again, different computer programs will come up with different versions of the imaginary unicorn, so they come together as a group and decide which is the real imaginary unicorn. We're pretty sure that had they found a feather as well, the final consensus would have been something like this. And the people would have believed it, because fraudulent scientists had said so. We hope you understand that we could stop this COVID episode right now. All that needed to be said has been said. COVID-19 has never been proven to exist. Those who say otherwise either lie to you in your face, or they haven't understood what it means to isolate a virus. Some fact-checkers and even researchers believe that isolating means adding something to it, like monkey kidney cells and fetal bovine serum. That is not the scientific definition of isolation. The closest we have ever come to scientific evidence of an isolated virus is shown in this picture. COVID-19 has never been proven to exist. The end. So why did this nasty fairy tale continue? Well, let's just say that the majority of the 99% are easy to manipulate and mislead. And so, this episode continues. And to tell you the truth, the things we discovered while researching this most evil scam ever are so shocking and so much bigger than we suspected that we must continue exposing the cabal's true face. You must look it in the eyes in order to understand that we, the people, have but one chance left to unite and fight the evil we are dealing with. So, back to our storyline. The plan to create a killer virus had failed. But they tried, all right. Remember the Wuhan Institute of Virology? Millions of dollars went there from the US, from criminals like Anthony Fauci and Charles Lieber. Remember the Fauci emails that will cause his downfall? Please do some research on gain of function, the project where they try to create a virus that would be able to jump from bat to humans, and subsequently from humans to other humans. Now that last bit is a problem. Surely you've heard of Lyme disease. A virus-infected tick bites a human being, and that human being gets sick. But he or she cannot transmit the disease to another person. not by hugging, not by sneezing, not even by having sex. For a virus to adapt to the DNA of a new host so it can feed itself and multiply and then become highly contagious takes many, many decades in nature. In this case, the cabal simply ran out of time. Their original plan in terms of creating a highly contagious and deadly virus had failed. There was nothing more than an ordinary winter flu. Now, those are the scientific facts. But of course, the cabal couldn't work with that. They needed a monster of a threat. A problem so great that we, the people, would beg for a solution. A common flu simply wouldn't do it. And so, a narrative was created. A narrative about a killer virus from Wuhan. The story became bigger and bigger. China closed its borders, but the killer virus managed to escape and contaminate the entire world. The UN took control. The WHO worked day and night to fight this monster. The mainstream media spread the narrative like a real virus. And the people held their breath. Everywhere in the world, old people died of the flu. Like every flu season, each and every year. But the mainstream media, bought and raised by the cabal, did their job magnificently. Every day, non-stop, they repeated their horror stories about the millions of people who would die in the coming months. Repetition, repetition, repetition. People were brainwashed to the extent of being only able to repeat what they had heard on the news. Those who raised critical questions were labeled conspiracy theorists. They were dangerous and should not be heard. They were to become the outcasts of society. Now, the funny thing is, most people still believe that this pandemic was a sudden outbreak. All of a sudden, it was there at the beginning of 2020. Well, no, not correct. Let's have a look at some hard facts that will show us that the entire COVID-19 event was a well-prepared and rehearsed project. What happened? Remember the swine flu outbreak in the US in the spring of 2009? Well, according to the CDC's website, the WHO declared the swine flu a pandemic on June 11, which was insane as only a few people had died from the infection. But it was spreading from the US to other countries, and that made it a pandemic. Now, if you're as old as we are, you know that this is not severe enough to be called a pandemic. Not even close. Our encyclopedias read, a pandemic consisted of simultaneous epidemic outbreaks worldwide with enormous numbers of deaths and illness. That was precisely the definition used by the WHO. Until May the 5th, 2009. On that day, 5 weeks before the official outbreak of the swine flu pandemic, the WHO quietly changed the definition by removing the severity and high mortality criteria. What was left? Just the spread of a disease over several countries. How convenient. Now guess what? The NIH denies that the definition of a pandemic was ever changed by the WHO. Shame on those who say otherwise. It has undermined the public trust in health officials. Seriously? Have a look at the evidence. Not that you can still find it on the WHO website. Everything has been deleted. But there's a magical tool called the Wayback Machine. You can delete all you want from the internet, but it never disappears. It just gets hidden in a different place when nobody looks for it. The Wayback Machine helps you track the original site, page, or even sentence. See for yourself. Just a random day in 2003, enormous numbers of deaths and illness. March 2009, enormous numbers of deaths and illness. May 4, 2009, enormous numbers of deaths and illness. And then, May 5, 2009, a completely different story, but no real definition yet. They were still thinking about it, or so it seems. The next day, they changed it again. May 6, a pandemic is a worldwide epidemic of a disease. Pandemics can be either mild or severe in the illness and death they cause. And it stayed that way. So, NIH, what exactly did you say again? The WHO did not change its definition of pandemic influenza. And what did you say to those who claimed the WHO did change the definition? It undermined the public trust in health officials. No sh**! We wonder how that happened. And it only gets better. Let's have a look at the CDC's very own timeline. April 15, first human infection. April 17, second human infection. April 21, the CDC starts developing a candidate vaccine virus. My, two flu infections and, oh my God, we're all gonna die! We need a vaccine? But hey, let's not judge. They are the professionals, all right? They know what they're doing. One day later, April 22, the CDC activates its Emergency Operations Center. Wow, don't you feel safe knowing that these people are there for you when you need them? I mean, two people get a new kind of flu and voila, ready to save lives. And look how professional that is. April 23, two more people are now infected. April 24, the CDC uploads complete gene sequences of the new virus to an international influenza database. Why am I thinking about unicorns right now? April 25, the WHO declares a public health emergency of international concern. Well, of course they did. Four people down with the flu. What else could they do? April 28, the FDA approves a new CDC test to detect H1N1 infections. Wow. Now that's what we call dedication. In 2 weeks' time, this test was both developed and FDA approved. In July, only 3 months after the first US infection, the CDC stopped keeping track of new infections or casualties.
We found was by the third week in July, the CDC advised states to stop testing for individual cases of H1N1 flu, and they stopped counting individual cases. The rationale that the CDC gave was, well, why continue wasting resources tracking when we already have established there is an epidemic? Why continue wasting resources tracking when we already have established there is an epidemic?
What followed was identical to the SARS-CoV-2 script.
Thank you.
But there were no lockdowns. It suddenly stopped. The WHO officially declared the end of the pandemic in August 2010. What happened? On October 21, 2009, CBS investigative reporter Cheryl Atkinson told Washington Unplugged that 3 months of investigation had proven that only a tiny percentage of suspected cases turned out to test positive for the swine flu.
If you've been diagnosed with probable or presumed 2009 H1N1 or swine flu in recent months, you may be surprised to know this. The odds are you didn't have H1N1 flu. In fact, you probably didn't have flu at all. Only a small fraction of cases that doctors flagged as most likely to be swine flu actually tested positive for swine flu at state labs. The vast majority of the cases were negative.
There were hardly any real cases, contrary to what the public was told by the mainstream media. But Atkinson's shocking discoveries were not aired on TV. It was Dr. Wolfgang Wodarg, lung specialist and former chair of Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, who told the world that the swine flu was only a mild flu. He called the WHO's false pandemic flu campaign one of the greatest medicine scandals of the century. Dr. Wodarg was a well-respected and very well-known physician and politician. His message reached many millions of people. It seems like the cabal had not expected this. They must have been outraged. How could one man bust up their plans? And so, they worked their evil plan towards perfection. You see, Dr. Wodarg told the people there was no pandemic on TV. And it was this communication where things went wrong. The solution lied in the ultimate deployment of all communication means and methods. Years of fine-tuning went by. And then, almost 5 years before the official outbreak of COVID-19, in 2015, Bill Gates told the world that the next great deadly threat to humanity would not be a war, but a virus.
Today, the greatest risk of global catastrophe doesn't look like this. Instead, it looks like this. If anything kills over 10 million people in the next few decades, it's most likely to be a highly infectious virus rather than a war.
He even showed the H1N1 virus, eerily similar to our future COVID-19 global enemy. Nobody realized what he had just proclaimed, except, of course, the adepts, the cabal insiders. The stage had been set. Then, 2 years before the official outbreak, in 2017, the World Bank used its WITS software to look into its crystal ball. And guess what they saw? They saw the COVID-19 pandemic 2 years into the future. And so, the World Bank decided it would be best for humanity and for the world as a whole to produce and distribute millions of COVID-19 test kits. That's right. A special test kit was invented to help fight a virus that didn't even exist just yet. My, what a gift! WITS produced an exports list per country for COVID-19 test kits. Product code 300215. Now, of course, our fact checkers deny anything and everything, saying the export product wasn't COVID-19 test kits, but medical test kits. Well, that is only true after people started noticing and reporting the World Bank's rare ability to see into the future, which occurred in 2019. Product 300215 was quickly changed into medical test kits. Thank you once again, Wayback Machine, for bringing the truth back to us. And it happened again with a different product code, 902780. So, not a glitch in the software, but true paranormal abilities to predict the future, my friends. Or plain fraud. You decide. Oh, and it wasn't just test kits. It was also swab and viral transport medium sets. Product code 382100. All the way back to 2017. This is the version of the World Bank. Category medical test kits. But using the Wayback Machine, category COVID-19 test kits. The same happened in 2018. So, the fact checkers can scream bloody murder, but these are the facts. You can delete your inconvenient truths from the internet all you want, but they'll never disappear. One just needs to know how to find one's way in digital archives. This, dearest viewers, is the naked truth. Even though the name COVID-19 wasn't introduced by the WHO until February the 11th, 2020, it was already in use for years behind the scenes. Full on, to prepare their wicked plandemic. That's right, not a pandemic, but a plandemic. Planned years in advance, as the ultimate weapon to create a new world order. Do you want more evidence? Oh, don't worry, we'll supply it, promise. What else? Also in 2017, a complete guide was written called The Sparse Pandemic 2025-28, a futuristic scenario for public health risk communicators by the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. It described the complete picture of the planned COVID-19 pandemic. Seriously. Of course it wasn't called COVID-19, but it was pretty darn close. They called it a novel coronavirus. What a funny coincidence that COVID-19 was actually called novel coronavirus during the first weeks of the outbreak. Oh, and it was a SARS, a severe acute respiratory syndrome. But in this fictitious, futuristic case, it was called SPARS, after the town of St. Paul, where the first outbreak of the disease occurred. How original. In all fairness, the Johns Hopkins Center had outdone themselves. In their futuristic guide, they had thought of everything. The main focus was on communication challenges, for instance, concerning the development and rollout of a vaccine that had severe side effects. Every single detail had been worked out, including the vital role of the mainstream media and the use of social media. And of course, there were communication skills on how to deal with anti-vaxxers, how to overrule them, for instance, by means of commercials with VIPs. Movie stars promoting the vaccine. Or by inventing an interview with an alleged anti-vaxxer whose child got infected and could only be saved at the very last minute by the vaccine. Of course, the manual was entirely fictional. Unreal, isn't it? 2017. Everything was meticulously planned and brilliantly executed. Well done, Johns Hopkins Center. Or should we say, well done, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. In 2019, once again before COVID-19 was ever mentioned, the cabal played three little games with us by shamelessly showing what they had in mind for us. First, Netflix aired Pandemic, How to Prevent an Outbreak, a series about the development of a universal vaccine. Who was the main sponsor of this series? Bill Gates. Then, there were two carefully planned simulation exercises. One in Wuhan, of all places, and one in New York. In September, at Chang'e Airport, Wuhan, the infection of a passenger with the coronavirus was staged. 1 month later, Event 201, a global pandemic exercise, took place in New York, enacting the outbreak of, yet again, a coronavirus. It was a partnership of the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security with the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. A lot of emphasis during this exercise was put on the problem of disinformation about vaccines. Misinformation and disinformation are likely to be serious threats during a public health emergency. Unfortunately, thus far, there are limited ways to control the propagation of misinformation, leading to potentially draconian methods to manage this problem. Everything was done on purpose. Unfortunately, the world wasn't paying attention just yet. It was in our face, but we had no idea what was about to unfold. Do you want to see what happened next in a way it wasn't presented to you before? Then follow me to part 19.
What is happening with these tyrannical, satanic Luciferians is pure evil. And they will stop at nothing. And it's time we come together. Please get on the phone call tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern on Spaces, on The Christopher Key Show, where, again, we come in all together to go over this, to teach you how to truly take care of your temple, for you to truly take care of law yourself, okay? We will teach you how to write these writs, how to file these affidavits, and whatnot, that I believe is your best way, because anytime you take on an attorney from the bar, he serves the queen. Well, it's the king now because the queen died. But anyway, it is pure evil. And again, you can't go preach God's word if you don't take care of the temple. And I say it over and over again, there is no disease. All there is lack of cell-to-cell communication. When the cells quit communicating with each other, I say this over and over again, and I have to, because I've got to program you to wake the hell up. There is no disease. None. Zero zilch. There is no COVID. There is no AIDS. There is no measles. There is no mumps. It is a fabrication of the satanic Luciferian thing that they call health care. It is sick care. It is pharmakia. It is sorcery. All it is lack of cell-to-cell communications. The cells quit communicating. It causes inflammation. That inflammation is what they've given all these different names to. How do you fix it? I'm not a medical doctor. Thank God I don't practice anything. But I believe how you fix it, first and foremost, is these little pain chips right here. These pain chips, these energy chips are off the chart. Anywhere you got pain, you put this little pain chip where the pain is greatly decreased, if not gone instantly. No drugs, no chemicals. You take that little guy, you put one where the pain is, and you take two other, put above or below to try to encapsulate that area. And instantaneously, the pain, I believe, is greatly decreased. But don't believe me, okay? Go to knn.world right now. You give me your name, address, and email, and I'll ship these anywhere in the world for free, except my great state of Alabama. And if you want to really crank it up, this cloud right here is off the chart. This right here is a mat that is grounding on steroids, frequencies on steroids, Rife technology on steroids, Nikola Tesla technology on steroids, I believe. It will physically charge the body, just like these chips do. And then you have to get rid of the toxins. How do you get rid of the toxins? Masterpiece. Masterpiece, I believe, is a miracle. A miracle, a miracle. Go read the studies. Go right now to knn.world, click on shop, and then click on masterpiece. That will take you to the website where you can read all the clinical studies. You can read all the information. You scroll down all the way to the bottom, and right there on the bottom, it says affiliate. You click an affiliate, you give us a username and password, and now you're an affiliate, and you're locked in to pay no more than $52, a dollar a day. This is a 45-day supply. But more importantly, you're going to get a link that if you share that link and one person buys or two person or 10 or 1,000 people buys, you're going to get 25% commission. And anybody that buys and then they sign up as an affiliate, you're going to get 5% of everything they sell. This is how we take back this country, by taking back the temple. And Masterpiece is a miracle. Dr. Robert Young's in prison right now. I'll be in San Diego, California on the 28th, advocating for his freedom, because if his freedom is taken away, we the people have no more medical freedom ever again. This is a monumental case. Be there in San Diego, California with me. And finally, the icing on the cake, IGF-1 derived from deer antler velvet. This is the building block for life, I believe. Why are they killing the chickens? The chickens lay eggs. The eggs have what's called IGF-1, insulin-like growth factor. That's what does everything. Don't believe me. Go ask Judy Mikovits. Ask Dr. Lee Merritt. Ask any anti-aging doctor in the world. They will tell you, if you want to stay young, if you want to slow down the aging process, you want to do synthetic HGH, human growth hormone. I can't afford it. Almost $4,000 a month. It's synthetic, so I won't have anything to do with it. And you have to inject in your subcutaneous fat. Now, when you do that, your liver transfers into what's called IGF-1, insulin-like growth factor. That is what does everything. Dr. Lentini has deer farms in New Zealand. His deer, their antlers are literally the fastest growing substance on planet Earth. They grow an inch a day. Why do they grow so fast? The high concentration of IGF-1 that's on the tip of the antlers. He's been able to freeze dry it out, put into a lipo delivery system that his scientists have been at, that they patent, that gives your temple 98% absorption. Unheard of. But more importantly, he has the clinical studies to prove that if you do the 300,000, clinically it increases your IGF-1 levels by 60%. This is a game changer. But more importantly right now, what's a game changer is he just released the 600,000. The highest dosage used to be 300,000, but now we got the 600,000. And if you go to getigf1.com, use coupon code 11, he's going to give you another bottle for free, a 10% discount, and because we've got to make men men again, he's going to give you the Men's Edge also for free. This right here, I believe, is going to increase your test levels by 40%. 40%. I need men to be men again. If you went and bought HGH, you'd spend about $4,000. If you bought a cycle of testosterone, you'd spend about $100, about $4,100. Right here, for less than $250, you're going to get a cycle that is off the chart, I believe. Okay, some of you can't afford less than $250. That's okay. That's why Dr. Lentini has it as cheap as $50. $50, and if you buy any product at getigf1.com, you use coupon code 11, any product you buy, he's going to give you another product for free. Yes, you have to get on auto ship. You can cancel any time, but you give this 90 days, your temple, I believe, will be changed forever. And finally, we're not funded by big ag, big government. We're sure as hell not funded by big pharma, thank God. We're funded by you, the people. And if you want to get a part of what we're doing here at knn.world, I need your help. For $17.76, you can be a founding member where you'll constantly get the biggest discounts on all our products. And we're going to give you $100 worth of energy chips every single month. We're going to give you $100 worth of the pain chips every single month. You pay $17.76, you're going to get $100 of pain chips and $100 worth of energy chips every single month. And we're going to give you the key report that is written once a week. You're going to get that report free every single week, where these topics has been prepared as if you were going to go to a jury trial. And with this evidence that we have in the key report, you would have a unanimous verdict, I believe. And we're going to give you access to all the videos that you won't find anywhere else. And we're going to give you access to Keys to Life University, where we're going to teach you how to be your own doctor, how to be your own lawyer. And it's all there for $17.76. I don't think that's too much to ask, because I will not take on a sponsor, because nobody will ever control this mouth except my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Plain and simple. Love you guys. God bless. Please, before I leave, comprehend the power that each and every one of you individually has, where you can take the information that you've learned here right now and you share it with one person. One will turn to two, two will turn to four, and before you know it, 6.5 billion people around the world will finally comprehend the satanic Luciferian mass eugenics that is happening right here, right now. And it can stop if you share this information. We're censored on Facebook, we're censored on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Brighteon, even Rumble. But if you will make a comment, if you will share this, if you will retweet this, repost this, send it out as a text message, this is how we win the war. Are you with me or are you against me? Because if you're against me, you're against God, and you're for the satanic Luciferian mass eugenics that is happening right here, right now. They're coming for your grandma. They're coming for your grandpa. They're coming for you. And they're coming for your children. But more importantly, they're coming for your grandchildren. And my grandson will never, I repeat, never, will he look at me and say, "Peepaw, why didn't you speak up? Peepaw, why didn't you speak out?" I'm doing my part. I got a lot to do. And I promise you, through my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I, through God, will get it done. Are you doing your part? Share this far and wide. Love you guys. Never forget, Christ is key. ChristIsKey.life, and you can find everything at KNN.world, the Key News Network.world. Please join us every Wednesday at 8 o'clock Eastern to get the call that I believe will bring everybody together so that we can come together and have fellowship and frequency, and we can finally realize how we're all together. And when we come together and we're quit divided, we win this war. Love you guys. God bless. Christ is
What these researchers found was that vaccinated children had 4.29 times the rate of asthma, 3.03 times the rate of atopic disease, 5.96 times the rate of autoimmune disease, and 5.53 times the rate of neurodevelopmental disorders.
A number of different diagnoses, including diabetes and ADHD, and a number of them, in the unvaccinated group, they were zero. In other words, all these chronic diseases that we're accepting, the reality is maybe 99% of them don't have to exist in children. That's not the way God made us. They looked at over 47,000 Medicaid claims between 1999 and 2011. Those who were vaccinated versus unvaccinated, I would say an odds ratio of like 2.81. 2.81 to 1. So that would be 181% increase. Epilepsy seizures, 252%. Learning disorders, 581%. If you look at all these different diagnoses, they're all higher. For example, I'll just give you one example. Learning disorders in the full term is 581%. In the preterm, the ones who are vaccinated, 884% increase. Every single vaccine has an excipient that is a human toxin. Human toxin. Human toxin.